This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Dave Lewis talks about how St Andrew's Leyland are getting into the Euro 2016 spirit with a six-a-side knockout tournament and the England v Russia game on the big screen in church. Dave, the most important question that we want to ask first of all is, how do you think England are going to do in the Euros?
Yeah, million-dollar question. I don't know. I'm no expert by any stretch of imagination, but I think, well, you know, Leicester's just won the Premier League, so anything can happen, I guess.
Oh, is it that bad?
Yeah. Well, I saw, was it Jeff Hurst has written a piece about how it's the most exciting team since 66 and all that kind of thing. And there's part of that, which I totally agree. I've been fed up with watching England for a while because the same old hype and the same old collapse kind of happened. I stopped watching them, but it's the first time in a while I've thought, oh, actually, this could be quite exciting. I guess I'm no expert, but if Roy plays people in position, and especially like Vardy and Kane, and anything could happen, it could be quite exciting. So I'm quietly, as ever, quietly optimistic.
I think that joins with the rest of the nation. Quietly optimistic is probably the right term to use, right phrase to use. So can you talk to us a bit about what your church is doing for Euro 2016?
Yes, so I mean, basically, we see it as an opportunity to. Well, I guess what we're trying to do at St Andrews is trying to provide events for people to use as a way of encouraging their conversations with friends or neighbours or colleagues. So, Euro's classic example. We've put on a couple of events which we're hoping people can invite other folk along to. So on this Saturday coming, we've got a football tournament arranged. We've got eight teams. It's six or seven aside. Who will just basically have a knockout tournament, and there'll be a prize at the end of that. As part of that, we'll just basically have a football tournament. We will give people a bit of literature. Someone's organised to give the Euro 2016 pocket guide from the Del Gloria Trust, which has kind of got a tournament guide in with some Christian testimonies. So we'll give one of those out to everybody. But other than that, there won't be much more input than that. In the evening, we've got we're going to show the first England game against Russia on the big screen at church. So people can come to one or the other or both as and when they, you know, whatever they find helpful. But those are the kind of two main things we're doing for the Euros itself. Later this month, both of those things can kind of feed into. We have an annual Christians in Sports quiz, so we've kind of brought that to this month in order to tie in with the Euros and various kind of other sporting events. So, that's kind of what we're doing.
It sounds like kind of relationship is at the heart of these events, getting people together, community together, and spending time doing, you know, hopefully something that people love, which is watching England play. Whether they win or lose is another question.
Yeah.
is this the first time you've done something like this? Is it something that you've been doing for a number of years whenever, you know, championships come around?
Yeah, we often do it. I mean, I think we've done it for a while now with kind of the Rugby World Club, Rugby World Cup, and I think previous kind of football kind of competitions and various things. So things like this, we'll often kind of just think, well, if people are watching it and talking about it, then it's potentially a situation where people can invite friends along to something going on at church, and hopefully that be a start of a longer ongoing conversation, as you say, relationship building, which, you know, we hope will lead to them hearing the gospel.
Prediction for the Russia match, score-wise?
Oh, now that's a good question. I'm going to go 2-1 to England.
2-1 to England.
Yeah, I think we've got to start strong.
Well, the Church of England will hold you to that. And we hope that everything goes well on Saturday for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.